You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam, joined by center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell.
Coach, going into your seventh season at the helm of the Colonels basketball program, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for another year.
Well, we're real excited. This is a very fun group to coach. We've got eight seniors. They actually, as freshmen, came in and were the catalyst to kind of turning the program around for us. And so we're excited to see how they finish their careers here at Center.
Coach, 17-9 last year, 11-5 in SCAC play. What did your team learn over the course of last season that you guys will bring into this year?
Well, last year, late December, we lost a key starter when we lost guard Amanda Stovall to injury for a career-ending injury. You know, something good came out of that, that a lot of our younger ones, our junior, sophomores and juniors, had to step up and play big minutes for us and fill different roles that they hadn't expected to fill last year. So hopefully they'll just continue on this year with learning from the in-game experience last year. We've already seen it in practices. Tom and I have just been amazed of our learning curve in practice, especially on the offensive end, and just have a very mature, self-motivated group that is fun to go to practice with every day.
Coach, you took over a program that in your first year as the head coach had, I believe, four wins, and you've now posted three straight winning seasons for the first time since 91-92 through 93-94 seasons at Center. How have you been able to build this program back up the way you and your assistants have done that?
Well, we had some key pieces our first few years, and then, like I kind of alluded to, this senior class was the catalyst that drove it. You know, starting with Chelsea Goodman, and then the senior class last year, but this group has just come in and just given us a great competitive nature, a will to win. They're actually very fun, neat people to be around, easy to coach, but great basketball players. We got some Maggie and Lauren Hutter came in and just really started as freshmen and just helped us grow and build. And their freshman year was Tom's second year, so he and I became more comfortable working together. And so I think, you know, just over the last 3-4 years, we've just really gotten in a system that we really enjoy and has been successful for us.
Coach, one of the things that I think is unique about your team and that Maggie alluded to was the fact that your team's always been very close. You mentioned the eight seniors, but talk about what's been the biggest challenge you faced is sort of blending this mixture of a lot of experience and older, talented players with some of the new incoming young freshmen, sophomores that you've brought into the program.
We have been very blessed with teams the last few years that are very close. You always try to you worry about your chemistry, but there's only so much you can do. My girls are very welcoming people, but it's just their personalities have fit, and that's been very easy for Tom and I. Anytime you bring in a new group, you're concerned about that. But the four freshmen that have come in this year have just been outstanding, and our kids have been great mentors to them and teachers. It's not just Tom and I teaching on the court. The upperclassmen are helping us as well. I think it's a credit to especially our seniors. They're very unselfish people. All of our athletes bring something unique to the table. We could go about six deep, the guard spots, and everybody gives us something different. And the nice part is our group is willing to take advantage of the minutes they get, play their role, and it's all about the team and the team being successful and not their individual glory.
Coach, we talked a lot about the eight seniors, and I think certainly it starts with senior returning player of the year, Maggie Pruitt, an All-American last year, a preseason All-American going into her senior year. Just talk about, I know you've known her for a long time, but talk about the way you've seen her grow and develop over her 4 years at Center and what she's meant to the program.
Maggie's just a special player, and we've been blessed to have her here. She has. It's been amazing to watch her mature as a young woman and an athlete over the last 4 years. She is now ready to take the team. I'm not sure I'll get to call an offensive set all year, which is fine. Maggie likes to do that. But she is just the greatest competitor we have on the team and leads every day in practice by setting that work ethic. And every drill we do that's competitive, she wants to win it and leads her team to do so. She has a great perspective on what she's done individually. You wouldn't find a more humble person on our team, and her teammates support her for that. She she's worked very hard and deserves the accolades, but you would never know she's an All-American by talking to her in a day-to-day setting.
Coach, you were voted by your peers and the coaches of this league as the preseason favorite to win the SCAC this year. Does that add any expectations or pressure as we begin to start a new year?
Well, I think it's a great honor, and I think, as Maggie talked about a little bit, we haven't actually set our team goals yet. We talk about them from time to time, and we do. We wait a few weeks into the season to set them. We've done that the last few years. We know our girls would love to fight and compete for an SCAC championship. We've talked about how even the league's going to be and how competitive the league's going to be. And, again, it's a really nice honor for the coaches to vote us that. It does paint a target on our back, so we have to bring our best every day. But, you know, we strive to work and be our best every day anyway. So we just know that everybody's going to bring their best to us. And hopefully we would have set the goal to try to be SCAC champions anyway. And we'll just see what happens. It's a great league. With DePaul gone, we feel like everybody is even. And the tough part is that anybody could win the league. I think there's a lot of people out there that could win it and believe they could win it.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin-Robinson. And, Coach, last year you had one of the best shooting teams in the league, led the SCAC in free throw percentage, second in the league in terms of field goal percentage. How do you look to continue that trend this year heading into the season?
Well, you'd love to keep that up. And right now, you know, most times this time of the year your offense is a little behind, but I feel like with a veteran group, our offense right now is okay. They're shooting it well in practice. You never know. We always just talk about we can't rely on our offense because you're going to have bad shooting nights. So right now we've got to focus on getting better defensively. That's kind of where we're behind, to be real honest with you. But our kids love to, like most people, I guess, love to score and love to play on the offensive end, and they work very hard on it every day in practice. So we hope that'll continue this year. You never know.
Coach, you mentioned that defensive work that you're trying to put in. As I look at last season, basically even in terms of turnovers to turnovers forced a season ago, just has there been any emphasis on making sure you take care of the ball this year and also trying to maybe be a little more creative on the defensive side to create some turnovers and get on the run on the break?
Yeah, absolutely. We love to play fast, and like I said, right now, defensively, we feel like that's where we're behind. You know, opening up tonight, that's a concern for us. We'd love to have a few more days of practice, but we don't get that. But definitely have tried to, in practice, create some situations to help us become a little stronger in those areas.
What's been the biggest surprise that you've noticed from this team as you've gone through preseason and prepared for this new year?
Well, it's kind of a surprise, kind of not, just the urgency of the seniors when they came in and started day one, October 15th. Just their enthusiasm to be in the gym and the way they just took hold and said, this is our team, let's go, and they set the tone from day one. It's been very easy for Tom and I to go in the gym every day and to coach this bunch. They're a lot of fun and they're very coachable. And it's been nice the way, expected it, but boy, they've really taken the freshmen under their wings. And when a couple of those freshmen will compete for spots against seniors as we go through the year. So we're excited. They're just a joy to be with every day.
Coach, you've mentioned it. Maggie obviously mentioned it. But it does seem to sort of have a feeling that the SCAC, as it always is competitive, but has a much more wide-open feel to it this year with everybody really feeling they have a chance to vie for that SCAC title. What's the biggest challenge you'll face as a head coach in trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule?
Well, just getting the team ready to play each game, never looking ahead. You know, and trying to find a balance for us. We've got a big weekend at Millsaps Rhodes right before we take finals. This part of our semester is just really tough. We traditionally never play well right around this time. And, you know, we've got a tough travel schedule. So just trying to find a balance and of getting the work done we need to get done, keeping us grounded and taking one game at a time and, again, always taking care of that academic work.
And finally, Coach, obviously, as we head into this season, it'll be centers last in the SCAC. You played as a student-athlete in the SCAC. You've now been a part of the center women's program for 15 years, head coach of it for 7 years. Does going into this season, does it take on any special feel to you, having so much connection with the SCAC, knowing it'll be the last one that center will participate in?
It really does, Russell. I've tried not to really say it a lot to the girls. But it does. The SEAC means a lot to me. I was here when it was, as a student athlete, when it was formed, and we'll be here coaching when it's our last year in the SEAC. The people in the SEAC are outstanding. The relationships between your office and the coaches and the administration is just outstanding. And I think we will leave some good friendships in the SEAC that I hate to see go, and it really is going to be a fun year with our seniors, but a kind of a bittersweet year leaving the SEAC behind.
Center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. Again, the Colonels open up their 2011-12 campaign November 15th at home against Maryville College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you, Russell.